Welcome to Storytime with Chava. Today's story is taken from The Storyteller by Nissen Mandel and is called Tale of the Stuffed Lion. It's dedicated to Levi, who sent me the story. Rabbi Moshe Leib was one of the most respected rabbis in the city of Brody in Poland, where he had his own congregation in one of the synagogues. The gabbai of the shul had a young daughter who suffered from a serious stomach ailment. She could not hold down any food. No matter how fresh or easy to digest the food was, she threw it up, and no doctor seemed to know what caused the ailment or how to cure it. At that time, the Rebbe Elimelech of Lizhensk was known as a saintly Hasidic leader and wonder worker. He had many disciples and followers, and many Jews flocked to him for advice and blessing. So the gabbai decided to take his ailing daughter to the Rebbe in the hope that the saintly tzaddik would find a remedy for her, which she so desperately needed. When the gabbai came to the Rebbe in Lizhensk and told him his sad story, the Rebbe asked his Rebbetzin to cook some groats, some grain for the sick child, and give her a few spoonfuls of it. And wonder of wonders, she swallowed the groats without difficulty and held it down without any problem. In fact, she felt better immediately and asked for more food, and from then on, she felt completely well. The gabbai was understandably so happy and grateful, and on his return home, did not stop telling everyone about the wonder cure of his daughter by the saintly Rabbi Elimelech. The gabbai also began to urge his rabbi to pay a visit to the Rebbe Elimelech and become acquainted with him and his teachings. But Rabbi Moshe Leib was not prepared to become a follower of a Hasidic Rebbe. After all, he was a learned rabbi and had a community of his own, and he was most reluctant to waste his time on such a trip. However, as the gabbai persisted in his urging Rabbi Moshe Leib to make the visit, and he was one of the most important supporters and pillars of the congregation, Rabbi Moshe Leib finally agreed to go to Lizhensk and spend a Shabbos in the Rebbe's company. Rabbi Moshe Leib arrived in Lizhensk on Friday in good time to arrange for his stay at a guest house and prepare himself for Shabbos. Then he went to see the Rebbe Elimelech and pay his respects. After all the great things he had heard about the Rebbe, Rabbi Moshe Leib expected to find him living in a grand manner as befitted such a famous personality. He was therefore surprised to find the Rebbe living in a very modest-looking home and everything there very simple. Well, that wasn't important really, he decided, but surely he would be hearing the Rebbe explain some very deep Torah thoughts and ideas which would make his trip worthwhile. The Rebbe and his visitor exchanged friendly and respectful greetings, and then the Rebbe Elimelech said, Rabbi Moshe Leib, I would like to tell you a maise, a story. There once was a very strong man who met a lion and killed him. So, in order to show the world what a great hero he was, he skinned the lion and stuffed it with straw and proudly placed the straw lion in front of his house. Soon, the beasts of the forest came and bowed down to this lion. One by one, they respectfully bowed to the king of the forest, till it was the turn of the fox. There's something not quite right with this lion, the fox said. There's no sign of life in him. Saying which, he cautiously pulled at the lion's tail, and seeing no reaction, he approached closer and gave the lion a kick. Again, the lion made no movement. See, I told you it's a dead lion. We don't need to bow down to him, nor fear him at all. The fox then began ripping the lion apart, tearing off its skin, and all that was left of it was a pile of straw. Rabbi Moshe Leib did not understand the reason for this unexpected story, but he saw no reason for staying any longer. He rose to take leave when the Rebbe Elimelech said to him, Rabbi Moshe Leib, I will now tell you another maisa. There was once a very, very poor man who could never afford a new suit or other new clothing. Till one day his luck changed and he became a very rich man. Now he sent for a tailor to come and measure him for a new suit as befitted a man of position. When the tailor brought the still unfinished suit for the first fitting, he began to pull the garment this way and that to make sure the garment fitted properly. The customer, who had never had such an experience before, for he had never had a suit made to measure, thought that the tailor was making fun of him. So he protested angrily, "How dare you lay a hand on me and pull me this way and that? That's a chutzpah." "Please don't get angry," replied the tailor. "All I'm doing is to make sure that your garments will fit you properly." Having concluded the two stories, the Rebbe Elimelech apparently had nothing more to say. Rabbi Moshe Leib said a quick goodbye and left, feeling cheated and angry. To think of it, he had come such a long way to meet the Rebbe Elimelech, and all he had heard from him were two meiselech. But by the time he arrived at the guest house where he was staying, his anger slowed down, and he began to think that perhaps there was something more to the Rebbe's stories that appeared on the surface. The more he thought about those stories, the more clearly he began to see their meaning. He remembered that the sages of the Talmud often spoke of the Torah scholars as lions and kings. He also remembered that they often likened mitzvahs and good deeds to garments that have to fit every person properly. What is good and fitting for one person may not be quite so good and fitting for another. Suddenly, it occurred to him that this is precisely what the Rebbe was reminding him about, that he could perhaps apply the stories to himself. Was he, Moshe Leib, perhaps no more than a straw lion? Was the Rebbe the tailor trying to fit a new suit on him that would be made to measure for him? And he, Moshe Leib, instead of appreciating it, became foolishly angry? Yes, he concluded, that's the point of the stories and the connection between them. Feeling a deep sense of humility, Rabbi Moshe Leib realized that there was much he could learn from the saintly and wise Rebbe, whose own humility only matched his learning and saintliness. Rabbi Moshe Leib returned to the Rebbe's minyan. For the first time, he saw a Rebbe and Chassidim daven with such fervor and joy as he had never experienced before. He listened eagerly to the teachings which the Rebbe expounded in the name of his Rebbe, the Mizritcher Magid, and the Magid's Rebbe, the saintly Baal Shem Tov, which opened new horizons for him. Rabbi Moshe Leib was now filled with gratitude that he had been blessed with the opportunity to experience a Shabbos with the Rebbe Elimelech, who had opened his eyes to a new light and enriched his soul. From that time on, Rabbi Moshe Leib became a devoted follower of the Rebbe Elimelech and made frequent visits to him to hear his teachings and drink from the life-giving fountain of Chassidus. Eventually, he settled in Sassov and became famous as Rabbi Moshe Leib Sassover, with many, many Chassidim of his own.